From WNIN and PRX, this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Soy Paola Marizan. So, in this episodio, you're going to hear from Pedro Alvarado. Pedro is a 20-something U.S.-born Mexican-American que tiene los ojos marrones, a shaved head, and brown skin. His right arm is covered in tattoos, and his silver dog tags contrast against the green of his military uniform. You see, because Pedro is a U.S. citizen, he was able to sign up for 8 years of service, and in return, his parents can stay in this country after living undocumented for almost 20 years. Last year, he signed this document that didn't exist long ago. Before 2013, members of the U.S. Armed Forces with undocumented families could leave for training or to fight in other countries and return a una casa vacía, to a deported family. That changed when a new policy gave undocumented members of active or past officers of the military some hope of changing their lives. Parole in Place, or PIP, grants legal resident status to husbands, esposas, hijos, and parents of U.S. Armed Forces, officers, or veterans. Basically, it's a document you renew annually to avoid being deported. En este último año, varias pólizas han cambiado y muchos temen ser deportados por falta de documentos. In the first 3 months President Trump was in office, an average of over 5,000 immigrants a month were arrested. And according to Homeland Security, nearly 200,000 families were approved for parole in place, like Pedro's parents. So, in this episode, our contributor, Grisel Barajas, habla con Pedro, a National Guard artillery officer, about his decision to join the military and about his loyalty to this country y para sus padres.
I am Pedro Alvarado, and I am an active member of the National Guard.
How long have you been in the National Guard?
I signed up last year, 2016 April, and my contract is for 8 years.
Okay, so 8 years, and anything can happen in these 8 years.
Anything.
Anything. And you're signed up, and you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I raised my right hand. I know what I wanted, and now I'm good. I'm set. I know. I'm a 13 Delta, which is field artillery. So
what does that mean?
Field artillery, basically, it's a big cannon, a big gun. You put a 100-pound bullet in there, and you can launch it goes pretty far, depending on how far I wanted to go.
Well, and so, you're willing to do that?
Yes.
No matter what?
No matter what. Like, if it comes down to a war breaking out, I'm going. I know what I signed up for.
Okay. We're going to talk about what it means to raise your right hand. But prior to getting started with that, I want you to tell me about Parole in Place. So this was actually a program that you and your family went through.
Yeah, I didn't know about it. So last year before I signed up, before I went to basic and did all that, me and my parents went to a lawyer, and they told us, and my parents were like, we're trying to become legal. Our son nos va a pedir a nosotros, y queremos saber cómo es el proceso, y qué es lo más fácil que podemos hacer, you know, to become U.S. citizens. So the lawyer told you, there's this program called Parole in Place that is a new program. Like, how it works is basically there's no penalty. So basically, it's un perdón. Mm-hmm. So your parents don't get sent back. Whoever you're asking for don't get sent back, and they don't get deported and then brought back in, you know, like a penalty. And I was able to help my parents out. And thank God this year, 2017, my parents finally became legal. They finally got their green card, and they're set. Mm-hmm. They're good.
¿Y qué te hizo sentir eso? ¿Qué te hizo sentir?
So basically, like, sorry for interrupting you, but like, it's like, when I saw my dad's face, like, my dad was always been nervous because basically when you're illegal in the U.S., it's like you're scared to go outside. You're scared. You're scared you're going to get pulled over because you don't have a license. You're scared you're going to get deported, you know, when you're Latino, when you're Hispanic. So my dad was always scared of that. He was always, like, complaining, you know, because, like, I'm always stuck at home. I want to go out. I'm scared. I can't travel. I want to go visit my family in Mexico. And then when I saw, like, because those cards came in yesterday. They came in the mail yesterday. They've been waiting for a long time for them. Y cuando papá las vio, like my dad's smile was priceless. Like it's unexplainable because I saw him happy, you know, estaba feliz. My mom was happy porque, like, basically she gave him the surprise porque she was the one that picked up the mail. Yeah, y agarró las cartas. Y cuando papá llegó, he gave them to her. He was happy. He hugged her. He kissed her. And I saw my parents like that. I was like, was happy.
How long have your parents been in Los Estados Unidos?
My dad has been here since 1990, and that's before my parents met, but I'm pretty sure they've been here for like a good over 18 to 20 years.
También, Pedro, tú eres papá. You have two kids, two boys.
Yes.
¿Cuál es tu legado for your children? Why are you doing this?
Well, I want to be a role model. Yo quiero que mis hijos me puedan decir, mi papá es alguien. Mi papá puede hacer esto porque yo no. Like, si ellos quieren seguir mis pasos and join the military, I'll be glad for them to do it. Pero yo lo hice so I can have a title. Basically, my title right now is to be my kid's role model. Because for now, I'm a single dad. It's just me and my two kids, and my parents help me out. And I'm happy that they helped me out because I wouldn't do it without them.
That's great. Ahora también estuvimos hablando a little bit about the Midwest and your feels about the Midwest and how it's different from the East Coast and the West Coast and your feels about how Latinos are represented or not in el Midwest.
Yo pienso que aquí en el Midwest no hay mucho Latino. Y si hay, estamos escondidos. Like, there's not that many of us here. Like, es muy... Like, si vas a un lugar hispano, like, you know, in the Midwest, hay sus sitios que, you know, que tienen, like, more Hispanic places, Hispanic stores, and that's where you would see them more. But other than that, you don't see that many.
In the conversation that we have about parole in place, there was some of the critics that said that maybe the National Guard was going to be in line with ICE to do some of these deportations or the work behind las deportaciones.
Right.
¿Qué te hace sentir eso cuando escuchas que existe esa posibilidad? Maybe it will never happen.
Yeah, like, eso todo es, todo se trata, like, I honestly haven't heard anything about it. That's probably the media that says it. Mm-hmm. But I haven't heard anything. But if it were to come down to that, like, honestly, since it hasn't came down, I don't know what to think. But and I haven't really deeply thought about it. But if it were to come down to that, and we were made to, like, you know, we have to follow direct orders. We can't. Doing nothing about it. Mm-hmm. We'll do as we're told.
En una de las pláticas que tú y yo tuvimos afuera antes de entrar al estudio, you were telling me about the uniform and what it means to you. Y cuando tú te pones este uniforme verde con la bandera de los Estados Unidos a tu brazo derecho, con tu apellido Alvarado, what does Peter feel?
What I feel? I feel pride. I could go, I went to basic, I completed everything, and I'm a soldier now. Like, I earned it. Like, it took hard work. Like, it took a lot of hard work. And it feels good to wear it because I earned it. Like, I earned it. It's like a medal, but only, like, I get to wear it all the time.
You know, when I mentioned to my mom that I was thinking about joining the Air Force, she immediately got sad. She cried so much that I decided to not even talk about it with her, and I never joined. But Pedro's parents had a different story. With the latest immigration raids y cambios en pólizas, many families, like Pedro's, are searching for ways to become citizens. Pedro's parents could still be sent back to Mexico if they don't obtain citizenship before Pedro completes his 8 years of service. Pero, ¿qué pasa, Dios no lo quiera, si Pedro muere, if Pedro dies in combat? Well, his parents can immediately apply for citizenship, but is that what staying in this country is really about? ¿Qué harías tú? Will you be willing to put your life on the line for the people you love to have opportunity? Déjanos saber, let us know your thoughts. Tweet us at ¿Qué pasa Midwest? So if you or anyone you know es militar or a veteran, send us your picture and uniform and share your story on our Twitter at ¿Qué pasa Midwest? Grisel Barajas and Maria Thomas helped produce this episode. I'm Paola Marisan. Dinos, ¿qué pasa Midwest?
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 ¿Qué pasa Midwest? A bilingual podcast telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.